And he explained that one of his relatives is a 15th generation descendant of those Puritan colonies.
他是说他的一个亲戚是这些清教徒的第十五代的后裔。
And so Edward Rawson,
这个清教徒叫 Edward Rawson,
secretary and clerk of Charlestown, Massachusetts,
他是麻省查尔斯顿城的那个那边的秘书长。
On June
20th, 1776, 他在1676年的6月20号,
issued a proclamation regarding the first Thanksgiving.
他写了一个宣言有关于第一个感恩节的。
He wrote, "The council has appointed June 29, 1676." For those who don't do quick math, that's 335 years ago.
那些能够心算很好的话，那是355年前。
They appointed the day as a day of solemn thanksgiving and praise to God.
他们把那天定为一天圣日，他要来那天来感谢神。
For His goodness and favor.
感谢他对他们的好处。
That the Lord may behold us as a people.
然后他说，神可以把他们这一群的人。
Offering praise and thereby glorifying Him.
这些看到这群人来敬拜他，来荣耀他。
I think the modern meaning of Thanksgiving has changed over the years.
可是现在的感恩的定义呢，已经是改变了很多。
Now it's about eating lots of food.
我们今天的感恩节就是说要吃很多的东西。
Watching football.
还是在看电视上的足球。
And getting ready for the shopping season.
还有说，哎呀，快要去打去血拼一番。
But we can read in Psalm 95, a psalm of thanksgiving.
那我们可以，我们一起来读一篇感恩的诗篇，是诗篇的95篇。
That can help instruct us of how we can better thank the Lord during this time.
这一段经文教授我们，我们怎么样可以好好的去感谢我们的主。
And so I'll read the psalm in English, and then Shirley will do it.
对，我们会中英文都会读的。
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In His hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him. The sea is His, He made it, and the hands form dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts, as you did in Meribah, as you did at the day of Massah in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me, where though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my way. So I declared an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest.
诗篇95篇，来呀，我们要向耶和华歌唱，向拯救我们的磐石欢呼。 我们要来感谢他，用诗歌向他欢呼。因耶和华为大神，为大王，超乎万神之上。地的深处在他手中，山的高峰也属他，海洋属他，是他造的，旱地也是他手造成的。来啊，我们要屈身敬拜，再造我们的耶和华面前跪下，因为他是我们的神，我们是他草场的羊，是他手下的民。惟愿你们今天听他的话。 你们不可硬着心向当日在米利巴，就是在旷野的马上。那时你的祖宗试探我，并且观看我的作为。40年之久，我厌烦那世代说，这是心里迷糊的百姓，岂不晓得我的作为？所以我在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
Psalm 95 instructs that giving thanks begins with.
诗篇95篇告诉我们要感恩要怎么样开始呢？
Praise.
赞美。
And we get the image of hands being lifted high.
我们看到这样的一个景象，手都举起来。
We praise God for who He is.
我们赞美神，因为就是赞美神，是他就是神。
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation.
他说，来呀，我们要向耶和华歌唱，向拯救我们的磐石欢呼。
And so they're praising God here that God is their rock.
他是在赞美神，这神是我们的磐石。
Here the psalmist sings for joy that the Lord is the stability in his life.
那这边用诗歌来向他欢呼，因为神是他生命里面的安全。
No matter what the circumstances, God is there.
无论是怎么样的处境，神都在他旁边。
And he gives strength. He gives us a firm foundation.
But
we also thank God what He has done. Thank the Lord for what He has done.
我们也感谢主,
Verse 2 says, let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song.
他这里有讲说, 我们要, 来到他面前来感谢他，用诗歌向他欢呼。
The knowledge that God has truly provided for us. Everything we have.
我们所拥有的一切,
family, friends.
家庭朋友,
cars, jobs.
车子跟我们的工作,
and for you students, even school.
就是学生来说，甚至你们的学业、学校。
I like the attitude of gratefulness exemplified by a very old woman.
我很喜欢像有一个这样的一个感恩的例子，就是一个很老很老的妇女。
She was penniless and weak.
她又没有钱，身体又很软弱。
And her niece asked her.
然后她的侄女就问她说，
Auntie, how is your health?
她就问说，阿姨啊，你的身体怎么样？
The old lady said, Oh, I have so much to be thankful for.
这个老婆婆就说，哎呀，我真的很多事情要感谢的。
I have only 2 teeth left.
我只有两颗牙齿剩下来了。
But thank God they're opposite one another.
谢谢主，这两个牙齿是相对的。
And so I can chew.
所以我可以咬东西吃了。
And so we thank God for even the little things.
所以她为了那么点小事都来感谢。
Like teeth.
牙齿。
Secondly, we worship the Lord.
另外我们怎么感谢，就是来敬拜我们的神。
In verses 6 and 7, we see that God, the people of God, their posture has changed.
也看到我们在第6跟第7节看到敬拜神的人的这些的动作是改变。
It goes from raising their hands in praise,
他们从举手来赞美神,
to kneeling in worship,
到屈身来敬拜。
Come, let us bow down in worship, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
他说来呀，我们要屈身敬拜，在上我们的耶和华面前跪下。
True worship is much deeper than simply communal praise.
真正的敬拜是多于就是大家一起的敬拜。
But worship also revolves around experiencing and worshiping God for His awesomeness.
我们敬拜神就是要来，我们在敬拜中，我们经历到神的奇妙可畏。
And for the wonder we experience in His presence.
他同在的奇妙。
Experiencing the fear of the Lord draws us to a deeper knowledge of Him.
因为我们经历神，我们敬畏神，我们会有更深的神的爱，
and love for the
Lord.
When I was growing up, I was Catholic.
他是Tom，他的成长背景是他本身以前是一个天主教徒。
And I didn't know too much about the difference between Catholics and Protestants.
其实当时他非常清楚天主教跟基督徒有什么分别当时。
But I knew one thing.
但他知道一样。
In a Catholic church, they have rails that you kneel on.
就是在天主教堂呢，他们前面有让你跪下的地方。
And a Protestant church doesn't have those.
而且可是基督教堂里面没有。
I could never understand why. Why don't you want to kneel down and worship God? But it's not surprising because Protestants tend to focus more on having an intimate relationship with God. It's more about Jesus being our friend.
别人讲说，哦，耶稣是我的恩友，是我的好朋友。
And Catholics tend to focus more on God's awesomeness and His majesty and the wonder of God.
其实天主教呢，比较注重神的威严，神的可畏。
May Psalm 95 remind us that both manners of worship are important.
诗篇95篇提醒我们，这两样的态度在敬拜中都是需要的。
That we can praise God in joyful songs.
我们可以用
And we can kneel before the Lord in humble adoration. The third thing we see in this passage is to hear and obey. The psalmist urges the people of God in verses 7 and 8. Today, if you only would hear His voice, do not harden your heart.
他说你们不可硬着心。
As you did in Meribah and on the day at Manasseh in the wilderness. At Meribah, God's people complained that they were thirsty. At Massah, they complained that they could not conquer the promised land because the giants were too big.
在马萨他们在那边抱怨，因为他们不能进入那个应许之地，因为当里面很多巨人。
And so Numbers, it explains how they felt towards their situation wandering in the wilderness.
所以在民数记的二十一章那边有讲到这些人因为这样的抱怨有什么样的结果。
The people of God spoke against God and against Moses.
那些的人他们起来跟摩西跟神来埋怨。
Why have you brought us up out of Egypt?
为什么你把我们从埃及地带出来呢？
To die in the wilderness.
是我们只在旷野呢?
There is no bread.
这里没有粮。
There is no water.
没有水。
And we detest this miserable food.
我们的心厌恶这淡薄的食物。
The miserable food was manna that God gave to them every day in the desert.
这样淡薄的食物就是神每天供应给他们的玛纳。
And they were complaining that God was a bad chef.
然后他们现在就是在抱怨说神不是一个好厨师。
To me, this is amazing.
对我来讲，这是很奇妙的事情。
The people of God were taken out of Egypt, out of slavery.
这些神的子民被神拯救，从埃及为奴的地带出来。
They were led by a pillar of cloud during the day.
他们白天有云柱带领他们。
And a pillar of fire at night.
晚上有火柱带领他们。
They crossed the Red Sea on dry land.
他们经过红海，红海变成旱地，让他们走过。
God provided manna and water to drink.
神每天供应他们有玛纳跟水
and yet they complain
可他们却在抱怨
to despise God's blessing is to despise God
他们厌恶了神的恩典就是他们厌恶了神
and for that the people of God were punished
因为这个原因这些子民就受到了惩罚
but are we any different?
我们会有不一样吗
how often does God work in our lives and yet we forget?
神常在我们身上的工作，可是我们也常常的我们会忘记。
I recently found in my Bible some note cards of some prayer requests.
我最近在我的圣经里面找到一个以前的一个卡片。
It was from a Bible study that I attended about a year ago.
就是他在一年前参加的一个查经班里面拿到的一个卡片。
And in it were written praises about how God answered our prayers.
里边记载了他们对神的赞美，因为神垂听了他们的祷告。
And you know, I forgot all of those answered prayers.
可是我已经忘记那些神对我祷告的应允了。
It's like how easily we forget God's goodness.
是多么容易的我们就会忘记神对我们的好处。
May we as verse 7 proclaim.
我们看我们第七节里面有这样的宣讲。
Hear his voice.
要听他的话。
And seek him.
要去寻求他。
And trust him.
信靠他。
And obey him.
顺服他。
So on this eve of Thanksgiving Day,
所以在这个感恩节的前夕
and tomorrow on Thanksgiving,
明天就是感恩日
了 let us respond to God's goodness.
我们怎么样面对神对我们的好处
by raising our hands in praise.
我们要举起我们的手来赞美他
adoring him for who he is.
我们赞美他就是他这是耶和神
and what he has done in our life.
像他在我们生命上所做的
let us kneel in worship.
我们也跪下来敬拜他
humbly adoring our God and Father
就是谦卑地来赞美我们的神
who is awesome in majesty
他是有威严的一个可畏的神
and let us hear and obey
我们要聆听而且要顺服
listening to his word
我们就听他的话
seeking to trust and obey
我们要寻求要去信靠顺服他
as we follow him
在我们跟随他的道路上
Amen
Amen